Next item on the agenda, since item 10 and 11 have been continued, is public comments. Item 12, this is an opportunity for those in the audience to be heard on matters that are not on the agenda. Ms. Porter? So you have your hand up first, then whoever's next, raise up.
Thank you.
Get after me, ma'am.
I don't need to swear.
No, ma'am.
Again, I'm Virginia. I am Frances Porter. I've been called for
Virginia Porter of the Frances Seafood Council. I'm with you, Frances.
Sorry. You really can call me Johnny One Note because I'm up here to talk about non-native oysters again. As you know, the draft EIS has been published. The comment period has ended. The comments are being integrated into the document. The final EIS is coming out in April or May. Then there'll be a 30-day waiting period. Someone described it as a cooling-off period. And then there'll be a possible release of a final EIS. We have no idea what will be or if there will be a record of decision. Virginia Seafood Council needs to maintain its forward motion with the non-native oyster triploid aquaculture project. And so I'm here to request a public hearing at your February 24th commission meeting in order for us to request a permit to undertake a 2009 project with the Crass Austria area Kansas.
Okay. Any questions? Comments? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one question. Would this project essentially be consistent in the scope and scale of past projects?
Yes. Okay, almost identical.
Almost identical. Any questions? The Chair will entertain a motion. Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we advertise for a public hearing for the February meeting to consider this issue.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
I got about 3 seconds down there. I'll take the chair of the Oyster Committee, Mr. Fox, as a second. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Ms. Porter. Who's next? Yes, sir. Gentleman in the back. If you're here for any crab-related issue that deals with your license, that will be taken up in mass around 2 o'clock, so you don't have to come up with public comments for that.
I'm here to ask y'all to extend the oyster dredge's great season in James River for about a month, please.
Just state your name.
James Furman.
Where is Dr. Wesson and Dr. Wesson? It's your gentleman's request. I'd like to hear your position on it. Were you prepared for this at all, or did this come in?
He told me to come up here.
I mean, as much as you can be. We've had a season since, 3 month season, November, December, January. Very little activity, but in this case, you know, I think we should, 3 months is enough. We've had a lot of activity on all the different areas of open. We've had actually a decent season. We've had a lot of people working. So, in number of oysters harvested, we've done all right, but per man, it's been bleak because pies been cut up between a lot of people. So,
so you're saying from a resource perspective, it can't handle it right now?
Well, it's just the catch per unit per person is so low that it obviously tells you there's not much there. And on one side of the coin, if there's so few people working and the catch is so low, they're not really hurting anything. But the flip side is there are small oysters coming for next year, and if you go too long, you're damaging the ones that are there. So it seems like 3 months is long enough for these dredge areas. And in the past, we've extended them for a month, and you know, it seems like our catch is going down. So it would seem like the prudent thing to do right now is to stop for 3 months.
Okay. Matters before the commission for discussion. Any discussion? I think what Dr. Wesson was saying is enough. Thank you, Mr. Furman, for your request. Who's next? Yes, sir. Gentlemen, and then.
David Christopher Walker.
Yes, Mr. Walker.
I'm here today to represent my wife in a matter of failure to mandatory report.
You're representing your wife?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Please raise your right hand. Do solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed, sir.
Yes, she received a letter taking her card from her for not filling out the mandatory report. I'm here today to see if there's any way that she might be able to get that back.
Let me hear from staff. Mr. You were previously sworn this morning. Were you in here?
Sir, I have been sworn.
All right, go ahead.
I just spent a little time talking to Mr. Walker in the last 15 minutes when he came in about this issue. They have not reported the freely admitted they did not report. The license has not been used since the early part of 2007. They failed to tell us they were not harvesting with it. It is currently under suspension for failure to appear before this commission, despite notices and such. Previous history, there is none under the compliance program, so this is a first offense. Staff's recommendation is the same standard as last October in these situations. It's 2 years probation, must meet the staff requirement to have all reports in by February to get the preceding license of the following year for 09 and 010.
Sounds fair. Any comments from the commission? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Bowden.
I move that we accept staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Your wife's license is reinstated. She is on a probationary period for 2 years. Make sure she gets those reports in as she should.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gress.
For your time.
Yep.
I'll walk
you out. Gentlemen, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Been here all day long.
Hi, my name is Bob Liebkert. I'm a property owner up in Coles Point. I'm item number 7 on here. Did you all call 7?
So that,
on the agenda.
That was continued at the outset of the agenda this morning.
Oh, I missed that. I'm hard of hearing. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that you are, too, because that was the request. Bob, what was the, who requested the continuance? Mr. Harding requested a continuance on that.
Was he here this morning?
No, sir. He requested the continuance. Was not here. That was the first thing we did on the agenda this morning.
All right.
Was
will I get a notice of the...
Yes, it'll be on in February.
It'll be on in February, February 24th. Will he get a notice? He will.
When did he request it?
Zach came in yesterday afternoon. We attempted to contact all
the yesterday afternoon. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Sorry for your inconvenience.
No, that's okay.
Anyone else? Right.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins, I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Andrew, right there.
Yes, sir. Come forward.
There are two individuals back there.
Crab license, you must have come in just a little while ago. They will be taken up here in a little while, all at one time. So anybody's here on the crab issue, that'll be all taken up at one time. All right?
Sir, there's one more back there.
Who else?
Bobby Taylor.
Oh, I couldn't see behind that column that whoever designed this place put in. Mr. Taylor, good afternoon.
I was just going to bring up the out-of-state.
He needs to talk. Yeah, speaking to
Mike.
Can say
the other one's the microphone.
The other one.
It'll fool you.
It's a lot of, you know, activity.
Your name, please.
Robert Taylor, Jr.
Thank you. Proceed.
And Konkin and stuff. It's a lot of activity out of state up to, you know, where we land in Chincoteague and Watchburg and all. And we're not allowed to go in other states. And I was just wondering, you know, can something be...
How many boats do you think came down? 45?
I counted three in Watchbrig and I think it was 6 or 7 on Chincoteague.
Okay.
When we
this is what I think. Mr. Robbins, you have a comment on that?
Well, I do, Mr. Chairman. At issue, this is a very small fishery. And in the past, I mean, if you go back to the heyday of the fishery in the mid-90s, there were close to 40 boats in the fishery. Since then, it's stabilized in the low 20s.
In the Virginia fishery.
In the Virginia fishery.
Right.
And Virginia has had the most sustainable fishery, but we still don't know a lot biologically about the stock. And so to have a sudden increase on the order of 40% in terms of the number of boats participating raises questions and concerns. And this is an important issue for the Eastern Shore in particular, as well as the Virginia Beach fishery. So I think it would be helpful to at least take the issue up, maybe refer it to a working group or subcommittee. And let us take a look at it.
Well, why can't we send it to FMAC and then FMAC decide basically how they want to approach it? Would that be okay?
That's fine.
All right with you? Okay. What we'll do is we will send the matter. Okay with the other commission members?
Yeah.
We'll send it to the Fishery Management Advisory Committee, and then they can decide if they want a working group or
right.
However things go. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. I really appreciate it. Anyone else? Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
My name is Tina Taylor, and I'm here speaking on behalf of my dad, Edward Stratton. He received a notice for a hearing for failure to report mandatory harvesting. Those reports are up to date now. There was an issue between the ticket and how I read them. My father and I don't sit down together and do the reports. He gives the information to me that he receives from the buyer, and then I fill out the report. I am not a warden. So I don't understand all of the little terms and things.
Okay. We'll hear from staff and see what they say. Mr. Gross.
Sir, this is item 19 on the agenda.
It is?
Case. Yes, sir. This is item 19. It has not been called yet. Unless you wish to take up this item at this time.
Is this different from...
This is different than the crab issue. This is a separate issue.
Well, I've already heard half of it. Let me hear the rest of it.
All right. Ms. Iverson will handle the case.
Thank you. Stephanie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Were you sworn this morning? Were you in here?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Proceed, please, ma'am.
Just as she stated, Mr. Stratton is in for noncompliance. He was one of the original 165 that went through. We worked with him. What we had was some problems with the data when it came back. We sent her the data. Today, we resolved all the issues, and it's just as she stated, she's not a harvester. She does not understand the harvester requirements that are necessary on the data. She didn't know about the units and the
Have you helped
gear.
Her to understand now, you
I helped
think?
Her to understand also. Okay. Helped her dad to understand that she's going to fill out his forms, that she has to know exactly what it is that he's doing on a
war. Okay. I need him to come up. We're going to handle this action. That is his action. I'd like him to be up as well.
Edward Stratton.
Okay.
So,
yes, sir.
Okay, just want to make sure you're up here.
Yes, I've talked to both of them. I've gotten it all straightened out. It was several months and several years of data that had to be corrected, and it's all been corrected.
Good work. What's your recommendation?
The recommendation is the same as we did for the other 165. Was the 2-year probation. As long as they don't have any problems in the next 2 years, we're fine with that.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second by
Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. They understand what
yes,
the terms and conditions are?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, and thank you for working with us to get that paperwork
thank
in.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Anyone else?